Case number 10577, Jacqueline M. and John F. Taylor Jr., south of Route 54, east of Wilson Avenue, being Lot 8, Block 3, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Bruce Stare, 3222 Block Avenue, south of Wilson Avenue.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here this evening, first off, Bruce Stare with Ocean Tide Homes. I'm here this evening on behalf of the Taylors to request a side yard variance. And hopefully I'm not going to confuse everybody too much. Excuse me. In October of 2009, we were granted a 5-foot setback variance on the north side of the property in an effort to make sure that Taylors were 100% up to date with the variances. I questioned them about the existing shed and garage. Shed and garage have been on the property since they acquired it from family members a number of years ago. They didn't realize it needed a variance, so I suggested we apply for one. The existing trailer that we took off the property a couple months ago was in fact almost 27 foot wide. There was a little bit less than 3 foot between the existing trailer and the garage. The new home that's going in is 28 foot wide. We'd like to give them a 5 foot sidewalk in between the shed and the house so that they have enough room to walk there. What that does is it puts the garage 2 foot from the south property line. We feel that the uniqueness of the property is it's a narrow 50-foot wide lot. Side yard variance is similar to others that have been granted in the neighborhood, in the Cape Windsor neighborhood. We don't feel that this will have any negative effect on the character of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, there's many properties in the Cape Windsor that have sheds, garages, and outbuildings close to or on the property lines. And for these reasons, we respectfully request that the board grant this variance.
Okay.
I believe we submitted the existing plot plan showing the existing shed and garage. I keep saying garage. It's a 10 foot by 20 foot. Was brought in place on the back of a trailer, dropped off. I guess movable.
Susan, would you go through the plot plan and just go over the individual variances? I'm having trouble reading the ones on the front page.
Okay. You want to start right to left? It says garage. They need a 3.5 foot variance for that. The existing shed, they need a 3 foot variance. For the mobile home, for the rear, it has to be 20. They need a 3.2. The chimney, let me verify that. For the chimney steps and AC, we're just adding that in together to cover it all, 9 foot variance. And the steps are included, that whole side.
On that 9 foot?
Yes. It'll just cover it all.
And that's the side that the 5 was going on before.
And that's been, yes, previously granted.
Can I suggest that that we, instead of a 9 foot, and I can appreciate why you want to do that, but instead of a 9 foot variance, we just say a 9 foot for the step, 8 foot for the air conditioner, and 7 foot for the chimney, so therefore it's clear that no other things
That's
can
fine.
Be built.
That's fine.
Or, you know, because we don't want to end up with a deck
right.
all the way to the foot from the property line. Mm-hmm.
Can propane tanks be set there?
I don't think that's a problem. Because they're not a permanent structure.
Yep.
See, already once more.
Thank you for that, Mr. Moose. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No, other than maybe we should also say a 5-foot variance for the structure as well.
Okay, even though you previously approved that?
Oh, we did prove, okay, right, okay. Not necessary, okay.
You approved that already.
But it was zoned, okay.
Okay.
In October of '09, so.
Okay. Rounds, I'm sorry.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, if you want to please come forward, you can sit down there.
Name and address. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We can't hear what's being said back there, so I'm going to ask questions about what he's filing for as far as the setbacks and the percentage of the lot, because we couldn't hear.
Well, there's nothing on the percentage of the lot.
There's nothing on the percentage of the lot, ma'am.
Just the setbacks?
Just the setbacks.
Individual setbacks.
And what are the setbacks?
They have to be 5 feet from the front, 10 foot from the sides, and 20 from the rear, and there is no 35% for Cape Windsor.
Because they own the land.
It's not a mobile home park.
Yeah, not a mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mobile home park?
No, ma'am.
Used to be.
Used to be, but it's not considered a mobile home park?
Mm-hmm.
It was rezoned.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve the variances as discussed previously in case number 10,577.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 10,577 for the variances that were previously discussed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next case, please.